Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 229. Today is the 14th of December, 2019. Have here. Looks like a brand new show, everybody, with me and Brian Dunaway. I'm Scott Johnson. Hi, Brian Dunaway. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott Johnson. How are you?
Your hair is long.
Yeah, dude. I've been growing it out, man.
I like it. It's cool.
I'm totally a hippie.
Yeah, it's cool. You're
is
getting...
that still a thing? Are there really hippies still? Is it still a thing?
No. I think that ended with this late or the mid-70s. They were pretty much washed up and done.
Right.
There may be some people still trying to live that life, but I don't know who they are or why they would.
Can I say, like, okay, hippie?
Yeah, you can say, okay, hippie, just like you'd say, right. Okay, boomer. Because that's what the boomers are. They're hippie. The hippies are boomers now.
That's right.
Yeah. And then some of them forgot their hippie ways and are now a-holes. So there's no peace, love, and, good times anymore. It's buy Gold Bond cream and freaking watch Fox News till midnight. That's what it is now.
Oh, my God. A bunch of hippies sitting around watching Fox News.
That's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. But a good idea is that we're doing a show. Thank you all for listening. If you're getting this at home on the audio version of the show, you may have noticed no show Monday or Thursday when we tried to reschedule. It's been a little crazy. We both had stuff come up. Holidays are nuts. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to get something in this week because we're also gone Monday. And we didn't want to not have a show this week. So... trying to get it all together. I recently just went through a major computer rework around here, and so things are a little bit weird today. I'm not sure if videos are going to show up the way they're supposed to. If they don't, I apologize, but if you're at home, you don't care anyway because you're getting the audio version of the show. Chat room, thanks for staying with us anyway, even if it's slightly less visual today.
Hey, can you see back here? Can you see my... it's barely showing. I hope Andrew's not watching.
I see
it's
a computer.
It's that arcade thing.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those little mini arcade unit deals sitting there.
Yeah. It's hidden behind my office door. No one can see it except when I close my door.
Is it a gift?
It's totally a gift.
Okay, a Christmas gift. That's the plan?
Christmas gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'd be so excited.
What's on the machine? Or is it like a multi?
Oh, this is the Mortal Kombat one.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that one is.
I got the, what did I get? Oh, the Rampage Joust.
You got the... yeah, the Joust.
Yeah, Joust is the game I wanted on it, but it's branded as a Rampage machine, which is a little bit weird. Even though it's got Rampage, Gauntlet, Joust, and Defender on it, they went with the branding of Rampage, which is a game I don't care that much about. Joust,
I love Rampage. Is there like a little Raspberry Pi in those things?
It's probably something similar, but it's some kind of little thing boxed in there. They make it really hard to break into it and do anything. But a lot of people do take these home and hack them and put like Raspberry Pis in there and just turn it into a big MAME machine.
Right.
Which is what
you can't there's not like an HDMI output on this thing.
No. It's all hardwired into that screen. So a lot of what people do when they redo these, they'll just like full on swap out the monitor, put in a Raspberry Pi, put a little hard drive in there, put a little, SD drive in there and you're good to go. But if we end up, look, we could make a project out of this after this is all said and done after Christmas. Maybe you and I could work on both of our arcade machines in tandem and turn them into proper MAME cabinets. That'd be cool.
I think it'd be cool. And then we could get on here and we could Twitch stream it.
Yeah, we talk about it, Twitch stream it, play some actual games and stream those because Raspberry Pi's got good streaming stuff. Anyway, we'll see. It's pretty cool. I mean, really, a lot of people just buy those for the cases or, the cabinets because they don't want to build
absolutely.
Those.
Absolutely.
And then
what the disappointing thing is about these things, though, is they're all short and then they sell like the
risers.
The risers. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate that. In fact, when I bought mine, I thought it was such a screaming deal because I was like, $200. Of course, I'm doing this. Let's do this. And I got it here. I didn't realize they weren't life-size cabinets, that they were shorter than that.
Have I grown?
Have I grown, or has everyone else?
Did I remember this incorrectly?
Yeah. So that kind of sucked. But on the other hand, you know, it's fine because it doesn't take up a ton of room. It's not hard to move and stuff. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, right. Risers. If I ever did a riser, I'm not paying for one of the risers. Those are like another $100. Forget that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And all that is just a riser, right? Yeah,
I mean, come on. Riser.
It's just a cabinet.
Yeah. It's actually Paul Reiser. He shows up to your house and gives you a raise.
You
need
to hold this for you?
Yeah. I was in Aliens. Goodbye. Anyway. So, yeah, we're back, everybody. We got the games to talk about, stuff to do, things to talk about. So we're going to do it now. Brian, I had a big surprise this last week.
Uh-oh. I hope it wasn't in the form of, you know, gastrointestinal things.
No. Let's just say there's certain games that when they come out, I'm convinced I'm not going to like them. I just know like them.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm wrong.
Oh.
And then I find out too late, not too late, but find out later that I was wrong the entire time. I have a game like that. Hmm. And that game is called... See if I can get the video to work.
You've got my attention, good sir.
Here we go. It is working. Oh, thank goodness. All right. So, chat, you should be... No, you still can't see it.
I love a good story about, you know, hating something and then loving it.
Yeah.
And then having to admit that you love it.
Yeah, me too. I'm sort of that as well. For some reason, this doesn't want to... Okay, sorry. Okay, there. Look what I do for the chat room. I did it. No, it's working.
You did it. Good job.
So, this game is... Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Oh, yeah, this game.
Now, you may be familiar with Dragon Quest or Dragon Quest the series. It's a famous sort of everyone loves it JRPG series. But they, a couple of years ago, started getting a little bit weird by making a game that was kind of a Minecrafty sort of approach to the Dragon Quest universe. So still a lot of story, some level up mechanics, RPG stuff, all those sort of progression mechanics are in there. The big difference here is no turn-based combat. It's all real time, but also you are mostly building, constructing, tearing down, farming items, very Minecrafty in that regard, but its own engine. So it's, you know, doesn't look like pixelated stuff. It looks like more of a voxel world with lots of shaders and, you know, just kind of a destructible world. And when the first one came out, I just went, oh, well, this is just some sort of, you know, crappy Minecraft ripoff. Why would I be interested in playing this at all?
Crapcraft.
Yeah, Crapcraft. And what I found out after playing about 3 hours of this thing is that I really, really like it.
Oh, I'm digging it.
Like, really like it, to the point that I'm shocked I didn't know this, that it was going to be this good. I feel like nobody told me. I've had some people since say, oh, that's my game of the year. I love that thing. I've spent more hours on that than anything else. I'm like, really? This game? This freaking Quest Builders 2, Dragon Quest Builders 2 is that good? And they're like, oh, yeah. So the reason I even knew about it is they had a release on Steam last week. And they have a demo, which apparently you can get a ton of hours in. Just in the demo, yeah. So I started with the demo just because, you know, I wasn't sure. And I liked it so much, I bought it. I really liked
it. Full price on this thing, $60.
Yeah, it's a $59 game. It's available on Switch as well, which is where they launched it. And I was tempted to maybe get the Switch version given the portability and whatnot of my Switch. But I ended up choosing the PC version because it just looks better and has a better frame rate. And I kind of prefer those sort of things. I'm playing with a controller. It really goes places. It's something else. I don't even know why I like it so much. I mean, you already know that I kind of like weird little farmy games and... You know, I like picking up and playing stuff like Stardew Valley and junk like that, Harvest Moon, those sort of games. There's a lot of that in here. So, you know, you got to build back up your little village. You got to build a farm. Some horrible magic curses happen. So the whole place is kind of blown to crap and your job is to go fix it up. And a lot of that is building and tearing down. The mechanics are really... nicely created and done. I feel like it's definitely a step up in terms of quality of life improvements over something like Minecraft. Right. But I really like it, like super digging it. And
I like the character models I'm looking at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So if those look like little Dragon Ball Z guys, it's because it's that artist. It's that guy. Forgot his name. But he does all like the other Dragon Quest mainline games are also his designs.
Right.
But they all kind of have that look of like, oh, they're about to go Super Saiyan on us here any minute.
Yes.
with the big, you know, cornrow hair, pokey hair things and all that.
Yeah, they got the pokey hairs. It's almost like a Sonic kind of big lumps of hair, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is kind of like, actually, it's very, very much like that. The first part with the boat is a lot longer than I expected. That took forever to get through, but I enjoyed it. You get on this boat, the boat crashes, you're now on an island, you have to survive on that island. And that's sort of where the story comes from. And there's lots of story, but there's also a sandboxy kind of element to it. There's also a lot of shared, stuff. So you can go to this board where it's like the public board. And this would be where, like, if you had this game, you built a bunch of worlds or stuff that I can go visit and hang out in. So there's a little bit of that going on. I like it. I like it a lot.
What blows my mind is this is a part two to a game that, until you just mentioned it, I didn't even know existed. The first one came out in 2016, so a pretty big, quick turnaround to get this second one out. Yeah, yeah. And I'm only, the best deal I've seen so far on this is on Green Man Gaming. You can currently get it for about $54. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I would probably, at that price, I'd definitely recommend this. It's just not, it's not going to be for everybody because, again, stylistically, you know, there's a little bit of anime stuff going on. It's a little, you know, I don't know where, it depends on where people stand with that kind of aesthetic, but it's just fun.
Have you played any of the first one? Because that one is on the Switch as well.
Never played that. No idea. I assume that this iterates on that, so it's probably, right. You know, I assume there are improvements here. But it reviewed well. If you go look at reviews on Metacritic and stuff, people seem to like it generally. I'm surprised how much I like it. I kind of came into this thinking, really, do I want a Minecrafty? Oh, thank goodness there's a demo. All right, let's see how this goes. Yeah. And then about a half hour in, I'm like, dude, this game's great. I'm going to keep playing this. There's just a really fun loop to it. It doesn't feel.
Now, is this? I know we kind of compared it to Minecraft in some of the looks, and I guess some of the reconstruction, like you had talked about. Mm-hmm. Is it open world, or is it, you know, you go to one area, you complete a quest, and then you keep kind of going? Since
it's pretty building? It's open world. I mean, I'm still at the point where they're still teaching me things. So there's lots of tutorial happening about, oh, hey, we're going to make our first farm, but first we need irrigation from the mountain. Go break into the mountain, but build walls around it so you don't lose the water, like this kind of stuff. So I'm learning those basics. My understanding, though, is that as you go along, it sort of opens up from there, and it becomes a much more open world game. I can go from island to island. There's multiple islands. I can go there anytime. Because, well, it's weird. It's a weird constraint, but when I do that, they make you leave your inventory that isn't your tools. So anything you've gathered, like clay or whatever you've gathered, you have to leave in a bag at that island. And then when you go to the other island, you're kind of starting fresh with new items over there. When you go back to the island, you leave your new stuff at the new place, go back to the old one, your bag's still there, and you get your stuff back. It's a weird mechanic, and I'm still not 100% sure why they're doing it, except I think the idea is that you really can't use a lot of that. The stuff you're getting on one island is mostly used on that island, and you're not really going to use it on the other one anyway. Or you've already crafted what you need over there, but you can go there at will. There's a dude with a boat. You just hop on the boat and go to the other island.
Huh.
It's cool. It's a very cool little game, and I would have totally
saw this on, this has been like on my recommends on Steam, you know, it'll occasionally pop up for what you should play, and I've totally hit the dismiss button on that plenty of times. Like, no, not interested, that's not me, click.
Yep.
But I'm looking at what you got on the screen, and I've kind of dug through it. I'm definitely gonna get the demo.
Get the demo on Steam and tell me what you think, because that was enough to hook me in, and that usually doesn't happen for me. Usually
the first one you can grab for the PlayStation 4 for $15. I might have to do that too.
Oh yeah, it's on PS4. I should have mentioned that. I think it might be Xbox as well. But
over 50 hours to complete if you're just running through the main storyline, just running quickly.
Correct. But my understanding, and again, I don't know for sure about any of this. Some people have just told me this, that even when you beat the main story, you are still just, you're just sandboxing it. Tons to do, tons of stuff to build and make and find, and there's treasures all over the place, and you know, they've added this RPG stuff in here. It almost feels like an overhaul of Minecraft, in that Minecraft was just sort of that simple survival mechanics and, you know, crafting and things. And this takes that, but just adds this huge skin of like, here are your characters. There's a story going on. You know, how are you going to get that better sword? There's crafting of weapons in this and stuff like you would expect. And they make you more powerful and you level up. You actually gain experience and all that. I think it's neat.
Any multiplayer functionality to this game?
Oh, yeah. The part I mentioned before, which I think it's a full-on co-op if you want. I'm not
online co-op.
I shouldn't say that. Maybe it is. But I know that you can go online and like come to each other's stuff and help, you know, and just build stuff around each other. Like you can totally do all that. Like Minecraft style. But there is this full sort of single player component as well. Again, it was hard temptation to maybe get it on the Switch given that I would love to just play this in bed or whatever, but it looks real nice on PC. So even though it's sort of a simple looking game in some ways to start with, the PC, you know, I'm running it in 4K. I got an amazing frame rate. Like it just looks better. And I'm sure it looks great on PlayStation as well. Anyway, that's the game. Check it out. It is Dragon Quest Builders 2. Brian, tell me about Farming Simulator 2019 on Stadia.
All right. So, hey, I'm part of that Stadia thing. Google this last year started their cloud gaming called Stadia. And last month actually is when it started. I got my equipment for the Stadia Pro Founders Edition, which you won't have to have when we eventually get there for everybody. But if you did get it and you are a pro user, you would get access this December, started getting access to Farming Simulator 2019. Mm-hmm. Not a game that I would have picked up. All right. So, I mean, I like simulators, and I actually just recently got the latest Sims 4 and got the Get to Work add-on pack for that. I'm interested in playing that, but I said, hey, Farming Simulator came out of Stadia. Let's check it out. Let's see how it is. Played a little bit, and wow, that game is really about driving heavy equipment. Really, what it's
really,
it's like, yeah, it's like, because I thought I was going to be doing a lot of farming stuff, you know, and you do a good bit of farming, but most of it is knowing how to drive farm equipment and getting things harvested, planted, not necessarily in that order, of course.
Well, it's industrial farming.
It's industrial farming, yeah, yeah. Exactly. It wasn't exactly what I had thought. And I can't say I've enjoyed it or not enjoyed it, because it's sometimes when I'm playing this game and I'm trying to understand the very the deep mechanics of this game, because okay, let's say you need to plow a field so that you can plant seeds, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you first of all, you got to have the right tractor and you got to have the right the right equipment attached to it. So it gives you some hand holding, but some of it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. So when you start, you have to, like, let's say I'm going to plow. So first thing I have to do is, I didn't realize this. You have to put, sometimes if the equipment is too heavy on the back, you got to put away on the front. Makes sense. Never thought about it. I'm not a farmer. So you have to attach that, and then you have to attach the back equipment. Then you have to like open the equipment, close the equipment. Sometimes some equipment does open, some equipment doesn't open. You have to drop it down. There's all these little small things to make things operate that you can get quickly frustrated.
Is this you playing, by the way?
Yes, that what you're watching now is me playing, and you're probably watching me getting pissed. Oh,
you're,
hey, look,
you're yeah, doing, you're doing what I would do in real life right now. This is how I would react in real life, because I would be so annoyed that I can't back my thing upright. It would just piss me off.
Oh my God. I mean, the trying to, you know, you see farmland and it's like, oh, look at those perfect rows. And you don't think about having to back the tractor up and spin the tractor around, you know, and get it lined up just perfect. You know, we probably all at least cut the grass, right?
Mm, sure.
And that's kind of what you're doing here. So yeah, if you're watching the video, this is a lot of fun. Me trying to get the tractor turned around, line back up into the field, and then lower the plowing equipment. And you have to keep it up. If you don't keep it up, the plowing equipment receives damage.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure this. And you look in the left, you'll see the weight. I didn't put the weight on my tractor on the front side.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you watch it, yeah. And if you watch a little longer, you'll realize I'm having a little difficulty trying to get the things where it needs to be done. I didn't realize the weight was in front of me.
I gotcha.
And so I ran over the weight the first time because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
You know and what I love so, about this? Let me tell you what I love about this. You just did a thing that my mom used to get mad at me about, which is she called them mohawks. So
yeah,
when you're like mowing the lawn and you leave a mohawk strip, you just did that with the farm guy. That's amazing.
Yeah, I did. And right here, if you're watching, like I said, I am trying to put the weight back on. The only problem is I didn't realize at this point when I ran over the weight the first time because I didn't see it. I had turned it around. So I'm trying to load it on the wrong way.
Yeah.
And so there's just a lot of that kind of stuff. But you know what? What I figured out was, because I was kind of like going along the tutorial and I got all the help stuff turned on. And I figured out that I could hire a worker. So if you're like having trouble in an area and you can't quite get it done, you can hire a worker to do it and he'll actually adjust. He'll actually go, oh, you need to put this on here, stupid. And you know, you need to do this, and then he'll start mowing and doing stuff. Then you can kind of watch them how they did it. And then you go, oh, okay, move.
Yeah.
Move, worker. Yeah. I've got this next time. It costs you money because when you start the farming simulator, you start off with so much money. And then you quickly spend that money and you try to get it everything, you try to harvest what you have and sell it to market. And it gets quite complicated because not only do you do things for your own farm, you can also be doing things for other people's farms, maybe. You go get contracted to transport something, or you could be now. You probably see me now and switching between vehicles.
Yeah, in this game. There was a train for a second. Now you're back to the red tractor.
Yeah. So if you got different equipment, you can actually quickly jump to them. There's just a quick flick of the wrist, and you jump to each piece that you have. So that's good. So you can like kind of multitask. You can jump, start one thing, put a worker in there, jump back to something else. So it kind of keeps going pretty well.
Do these games review well? Like people like, because I kind of honestly watching you do this kind of makes me want to get it. And I don't know why. I kind of like this sort of thing.
You got it. I mean, it is both fun and frustrating. It's kind of like how I feel about Minecraft usually, because Minecraft, you know, you can play it at one level and enjoy it, mm-hmm. or you can really get asinine and really just take it to the next level. And that's what I'm kind of doing here, is trying to make everything work.
Oh my gosh. This has a overwhelmingly positive, reviews on,
oh man, if,
on,
once you do it,
Steam.
Yeah. Once you do it, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I might have to.
Yeah. You could totally, but you gotta get 2020. I think this is one of those things where it's like you get 2019 at the end of 2018. So I think, Farming Simulator 2020 is out now for purchase.
Oh, is it now? I didn't know that.
And so this 2019, I think, I'm not 100% sure on that, but the good thing about being a Stadia user, pro user, is I got this, and I think if you activate yours, you may have it as well accessible.
It's Train World Farm Simulator 2020. Oh, that's Farm Manager. That's something different.
Oh yeah, it's totally okay. You don't want to get that.
Yeah, these have exceptional reviews. People are like loving these. All right, I may have to. Right. This is $24 on Steam. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. My camera's off.
Your camera.
It's not bad at all. I'm probably gonna get it for the. I don't know. Maybe I won't get it for the PC because I have it on the Stadia, which allows me to play it on the PC through the Chrome. But I don't know. I'm definitely thinking about getting it on an additional platform. But I'll tell you, for Stadia, once again, another week of me raving good things about the Stadia from my experience, my bandwidth, my experience, my hardware has been perfect for me. I forget all the time that I am playing in the cloud.
You forget you're streaming that stuff.
Absolutely. It's just flawless. You know, I'm like instant reaction on my key punches. Everything is just instantaneous.
That's the highest praise I've heard from anybody using Stadia. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But like I said, I understand. It's kind of like when I talk to people about my over the air TV experience where I live. I happen to live within three different markets in three different directions, and I can pick up around 60 channels because where my house is, I have a clear view of the sky. And so I can have some pretty inexpensive equipment and pick up HD channels, about 60 of them from all over the place. But I'm in such a lucky place. So it's kind of like with the bandwidth. If you got bandwidth caps, you're screwed. If your bandwidth not stable, you're screwed. So there's a lot of pieces that you have to be fortunate enough to have to be able to really have a good Stadia experience. And it's clicking for me.
Interesting. All right. I think you've sold me. This looks like it's worth $24.99. Plus, it has mod support. I want to mess with these mods in here.
I would love to do that. We played a couple of the guys who hang out with me on Discord, Bombats and Monkey Bananas. We all hopped on to Farming Simulator 19 and we played Coop. It's cross-platform compatible. So they were playing on the PC, I believe, and I was playing on the Stadia. And we had a good frustrating time because some of the things aren't perfectly clear. Like I think one of the first tasks we had to do is move some concrete from one location to the other. And we did not know how to use the equipment. No idea. So it's just like it's a big learning experience, big learning curve.
Is it bad that secretly somewhere deep down in me, I always wanted to own a farm and run a farm?
Oh, who doesn't? I mean, hasn't everybody wanted to do that? I've always wanted to own an apple farm.
Yeah. That would just be like a fruit farm. Awesome. Sure.
Yeah.
Why
just,
not?
You know, just go out and be out in the middle of nowhere and not to deal with any people, just dealing with the land.
Yeah, give me like deal with the land, fight the land, get the thing you need out of land, then also good right. internet. Just have some good internet.
That's know? All I asked for.
Yeah.
Is that so much to ask for? I just asked that my UPS driver deliver all my crap from Amazon in a quick manner. That's all I ask.
I think I'm going to get this.
You should totally get this.
I mean, how much sim is, it seems like it's sim, but not too simmy.
Yeah,
in other words, they're striking a good balance here. You're not worried about, oh, my tractor's oil tube has fallen off the engine. I got to go find another one in town. I don't have to do that kind of stuff.
No. So it's kind of like as you use your equipment, it receives damage, but not to the point that it really interferes with your project. And then you can just restore it by going and get it fixed, or you can buy another one. You can lease equipment. So it's really more about money management and task accomplishments.
How long does it take how long do your crops take to yield anything? Like,
that's a really good question because I never stay with one task long enough to watch it that closely. So usually I'm like doing one thing and then I'm doing something else and I'll come back and it's like, oh, how many days have passed? I think it runs by default at 5x speed. So, yeah. every minute, it's every five minutes past every minute in real world.
Okay.
So, So you get day, night cycles. There's apparently some time you're supposed to sleep too, but I haven't had to have any sleep the whole times I've been playing hours upon hours. So
I want that in real life. Do you have winter? Do you have to deal with winter where you can't grow anything?
There are some weather changes that rain, suddenly start raining. And so, yeah, all those factors, the weather factors in as well. I don't think it's not like a huge factor where it's like, oh no, you've lost the entire crop because of frost or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But, it can interfere.
That balance is really tricky. And I like it sounds to me like that balance is important to figure out how to make this fun without being an arcade game. But deep without being a full simulation. Like, that's hard. Mm-hmm. And I love that when they can nail that. And these reviews are all raving about it. I think, I can't believe this, but I guess I'm playing Farming Simulator.
I think 19. You'd like it a lot. Right. You might farm a little more. Now, the co-op is kind of fun, too, especially when you see your characters, because the characters are just ridiculous the way they run. They're just like in this super fast speed mode. It's just they're just almost like floating above the ground.
I wonder if Xbox game.
Yeah, the Game Pass has seven. No, I think the chat room had said they have 17. So
see, I don't want to play an old one though. I want to play a new one.
And I don't want to play the one because there's all kinds of new farming equipment. You got to get the latest farming equipment.
Yeah, you're right. They have 17, which I guess was the one they introduced the mods into. So
right.
I think I'm gonna play it.
You gotta do it. We gotta get on. Maybe we should play it. Maybe we should play a co-op. We should do a coop.
Should do a coop.
Coop for the boop.
Should do a coop for the boop. All right. Well done. That looks like fun. Here's my next game. I also played Super Mario Brothers Wii U Deluxe.
No, you don't say. Oh,
speaking of the Switch, that's what this is for. Now this is not a new game. It's been out for Switch even for a while. It's basically a, I don't know about remastering, more like a re-release of the Wii U game of the same name, although it didn't have Deluxe in it. It's a two-dimensional, well, it's 3D characters in a 3D world, right. But you're playing it two-dimensionally. So I guess, what do they call it? 2.5D or whatever?
Yeah, that's it.
It's a lot like they have a whole running series of these they've had since the Wii, really. And it's multiplayer if you want it to be. You can all co-op your way through this if you want, but I think it's a really good Mario game just on your own, and that's how I'm playing it. It's just a great reminder. After playing a lot of Mario Maker 2, it's this really great reminder that nobody makes levels and quality platforming like an actual Mario game and not the garbage I tried to make. It's very, very good.
I experienced that a lot on Luigi's Mansion because I'm like, wow, these are really amazing level developers, aren't they? Just
right. There's nobody better in the world, really. They just kill it. And this game's full of really great moments like that. Really great level design, challenging, but not so hard that you want to kill yourself. Just a really good balance. And, you know, once again, you're trying to save Peach because Bowser's an ass, you know, it's that stuff.
It's what you do,
but it's very cool. I like it quite a bit, and there's not a ton else to say that people don't already know about a Mario game, but you can choose to play Mario, Luigi, one of the Toads, Princess Peach. There is a multiplayer coin battler thing. It's got an overworld a little bit like, you know, they've been doing since Super Mario 3, I guess, back in the day. It is it's very good, and I've been playing that in bed and enjoying.
Is there any power-ups that's unique to this game that kind of like, you know, I see Luigi's got his, what has he got, his little fox tail on there? Get a little fox hat?
Yeah, so the fox suit is there. The regular fireball, there's an ice ball that's basically a fireball but with ice, and you can freeze blocks and move blocks around and shatter things that you normally can't kill with the ice. So there are some you know, different suits or different power-ups that you're not used to. It's what else? Lots of hidden areas, shortcuts to get around the map through a pipe system and stuff like that. Just a cool, you know, I mean, they're not rewriting the book here in the way that, like, you know, Galaxy did, or even Odyssey did, the most recent version of Odyssey, or the most recent Odyssey game. This is just like, hey, remember Mario? Remember how rad it is? Well, here's a new great one, and also a ton of people missed this because they didn't buy a Wii U. So here
I didn't buy this. I had a Wii U, but I didn't get this particular game. And maybe I'm missing some chunks in my Mario lore. But who's the purple guy with the bandana over his face?
Oh, that's a bad guy. I forget who it is though.
Is that a new guy for this, or do you know?
It's a new guy. He stole some coins from me, I can tell you that.
Right, and he's a jerk. He looks like a real jerk.
Yeah, and then I had to go find him because he's a huge dick. The other thing, and Mario's using it right now, but he's got a little wing.
Purple dick.
He's using his little wingsuit. Have you seen his wingsuit? It's pretty cool.
Well, I think I've seen the wingsuit.
Yeah, the wingsuit's cool. He can kind of glide and sort of, I don't know, get places he couldn't otherwise. And he can also jump while he's midair and that sort of thing. So that's another power-up that I forgot to mention. Oh, there's a hidden area. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. Is that like the raccoon suit? The flying squirrel suit?
No, but, well, maybe it is because it has ears on it, right? So maybe, I probably should know this because I'm sure they said it on screen and I just didn't pay attention, but this guy's skipping all the bonus stuff. I don't know why this playthrough's pissing me off.
Is he speed running?
I don't know what he's doing, but anyway, I like it a great deal and would recommend this very highly if you're just looking for a good throwback Nintendo good time. And if you didn't pick it up on Wii U or didn't play it then, this is the time to play it.
You can get a Wii U pretty inexpensively now. It's just like, do I really want to have an area dedicated to a Wii U? Because that was a really underrated system. I enjoyed my Wii U while I had it.
It was underrated, but it's also there were some problems.
Definitely some problems.
Some issues with it. The biggest issue was, of course, adoption. But, you know, some of the biggest games selling on the device now are games either based on games that came out on the Wii U or are actual re-releases of Wii U games. Like, you know, the Mario Kart, which is always at the top of the charts, is just a slight tweaking of the Mario Kart that existed on the Wii U. So, you know, that happens. And I hope they do more of this. I hope they keep bringing things that were hidden gems on Wii U that nobody played and bring them over to this platform. Another good one is, who's the adventure toad guy? Something Toad's Adventure.
Toad's Wet Sprocket?
Toad's Wet Sprocket. Whatever it is. He's the one, he has to do the puzzles and stuff. He's one of these toads from the Mario universe. I forgot the name of it. Not Professor Toad. It's like basically Indiana Jones.
Dr. Toad?
It's Dr. Chode. Dr. Chode. It's very cool though, and I got it on sale. Was the main thing I wanted to say. You know how Nintendo never puts anything on sale ever, right?
Well, they had never.
They had a digital sale, and this was like $8 off or something. So that's why I picked it up. Yeah, it was crazy. That's may still have it. I don't know if it was Black Friday thing.
It's still $60 right now because I looked. So I was like, ooh, I did miss this one. I was thinking I need to grab it.
Yeah, watch for that on sale. Amazon sometimes has it on sale. Brian Ibbett bought his copy that way. It's just a good
Walmart. I don't know how Walmart does it because, you know, Nintendo price fixes for the most part for good reason.
Yeah.
But every time, every Nintendo game I buy is always $10 cheaper at Walmart.
Oh, my
always.
Gosh. Why is that?
I don't even know how they get away with that. But I can go get it from Walmart, a physical copy right now for $49.94, where it's going to be $59.99 anywhere else.
Well,
I don't know either.
That's weird. If you're going to get a physical copy, that'd be the way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I do.
A bunch of crap.
It's just a reminder, though, that Mario rocks, man. Video games are great. You know, I like me some video games.
You can't argue with some Marios.
Brian, tell me about the Good Time Garden.
I am going to tell you about the Good Time Garden, but real quick before I do that, just look in the Discord channel just real quick and click on that link for that Logitech G PC Farm Sim Vehicle Side Panel. I've got to have one of these.
Let me see. Apparently, oh, my gosh. Really?
Really, it's got like all these buttons and flip switches, and it's this one's the Satech, the one I sent you. So it's the Logitech Satech. I want that.
That's really cool, and it works. I assume it works with this game you're talking about.
Yeah, Farm Sim side panel loader control stick with six axis TO operate, so that even complex logging machines are rendered simple to operate.
That is some cheesy, awesome thing to
set and forget cruise control. Oh my god, why would I'd have to try every time somebody come in my office and be like, "What is that?" Yeah. Oh, let me show you my Farm Sim side panel.
How much is this selling for?
The other place I saw it on Amazon, a link I sent you, is not too cheap, but on
202.
Oddly, the retail price is 150. And
weird.
Yeah, Dell has it for some reason for that too. I don't know why, but for some reason Amazon looks like it's only by third parties that sell it.
I like Logitech, so I'd trust it.
I do too.
That's cool.
Especially the Logitech Satech control stuff, all of that stuff's great. Huh. So you did ask me about the Good Time Garden. So I was over on itch.io. As we do on the Boop Show, we like to play some indie games. We played a lot of big titles this year, but we've also been playing a lot of indie games. So I was trying to get back to that a little bit. So I hit itch.io, and I noticed there was an interesting little game called The Good Time Garden. And here is the description. It's good to be wet. Explore a throbbing pink world full of strange naked creatures to gather food for your friends in this short, surreal experience. And oh my God.
Everything you just said sounds terrible in the wrong context, though.
And that's what this whole game is all about. This game is about weird, pink, fleshy, sexualized things. Kind of like if you were a kid watching this, you might think it was amusing and fine. But as an adult, you start feeling a little bit uncomfortable. So when I played this game, about halfway through, I was like, I need to put not safe for work because I don't know. there's things, okay? So this game is, you know, you got a little character and he's pink and naked. Yeah. And you can kind of see his junk.
Yeah, he's got a little doodle there.
He's got a little doodle. This is all, you know, simple hand-drawn kind of. It is actually 2D hand-drawn animation. All this is hand-drawn animation.
I like the style.
Stuff.
I think it looks... It reminds me of the Beatles Yellow Submarine cartoon thing. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
And so this has a lot of support. You can play it on Windows, Linux, Mac. It has controller support. And it's all kind of simple controls, too. There's a couple of functions this character can do. He can lean over, grab things. He can blow some kind of mucus moistness out of his nose. And he's got slapping abilities. And so the slapping abilities is the part that always gets me in trouble.
Yeah, you're slapping everything in this video. You're just slapping.
Yeah, I'm slapping things, which was cute and fun at first. And then it started becoming part of the game where you had to slap things. So as you go along, and this is a very short game, by the way, like 15 minutes will get you done on this game. How long to beat? 15 minutes.
How much is this game? Is it free?
It's free or pay as much as you want. I'll tell you what I paid. Just as a person who supports games and indie developers, I threw $3 to the platform itch.io, and then I threw $2 to the developer. I probably should have switched that, but I felt like I had a, I felt like I knew enough about the game going in that I felt like $5 was going to be a fine, simple 15 minute experience. I was fine with that. I probably overpaid. You can get it for free or pay as you want. So,
oh, this is but, so weird, this, dude. What a weird game.
And you can't even, you really need to be able to hear it too. I don't know if you can turn up some of the audio or not just for a minute here.
Is it gross? And, like gross sounds and stuff?
Is yes. It's a lot of, it's like a lot of stuff like, wet. Oh,
let me skip ahead here and I'll play some. Here we go.
This is right about here is perfect for playing the sound.
All right, let's see.
Where we're at now.
Lie down, my slippery bird beak. Oh, the juice is sliding down.
Ew. All right, we'll hear that bird again. Hold on. Here we go. Get up to the bird there. All right, he sees a bird.
Oh, you've come to look at my bird eggs, have you? What do you want with me, a bird, and my bird eggs?
No, you're not here. Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of squirting and noises and smacking things.
Whoa.
Oh, it is a treat for me to eat. Slide down my slippery bird beak. Oh, the juice is sliding down.
Oh, that it's kind of foul.
It is definitely foul. It is almost like Adventure Time, but if they went too far. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
kind
of like those adult jokes. And it's a real fun, weird experience. And I'm sure the developers will turn out to be some kind of big perverts that I'll be ashamed that I supported. But for now, I did enjoy the weird, perverse kind of experience. It's kind of like, I don't know. I was trying to describe it to somebody the other day. It was kind of like that. It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable, but it's supposed to feel kind of like innocent and childlike, but also kind of over-sexualization.
Yeah. Something very discordant about it.
Yeah. You're kind of like, because like this one part you're probably watching now in the video is there's like these two boobs that are purple boobs that are sticking out of the ground. You have to go up and you have to slap them, and then they'll like then they pop up and it ends up being the top of two characters' heads that are joined at the twin at the twins
at the twins
at the hips. Yeah, and
let's
so
see, skip ahead here.
It's quite disturbing.
So and young so, and fresh.
Ooh. Yeah, but near the end, I finally had to like I had to turn the volume down because there's one part where there's one part where you're like smacking some stuff around and it turns into like these different little creatures and they follow you around and they go, oh, I can see his butthole. And it's just look, his butthole. And it's like talk about butthole for like 5 minutes, just, you know, not really saying anything. Just I can see his butthole. There's his butthole kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so it's very disturbing and uncomfortable, but it's also this weird experience that you definitely feel like you're on some kind of drugs. But,
yeah, I kind of want to check it out just to see what
I kind of want. Yeah, like I said, for free. Come on, itch.io. Look for the Good Time Garden.
All right.
And it's definitely a good time, I guess. I suppose. I didn't regret giving them my $5. Let's put it that way. And that was my choice.
No, I chose to do that. Sure. That's on you.
Yeah. I chose it. You could definitely go less.
So I wanted to make a quick mention of I'm playing Shadow Tactics again. Shadow Tactics, Blades of the Shogun. It's this game from 2016 that came out, was amazing, has overwhelming positive reviews on Steam. And I bought it back early in the thing, and then I just kind of forgot that I had it for a long time. And then I was reminded recently because they had a $10 sale. It was like 90% off or something. Or no, that wouldn't be right. That'd be $100, whatever it was.
Right.
But it was super cheap, and it was a limited thing, one of those like midweek, you know, deals where they only have it on sale for a little bit. And so I was reminded, oh, yeah, I already have that. I'll go play that. And I recommended to people, go check it out or whatever. I forgot how much I like that game. So I'm playing that again. I just didn't want to go too deep into it here because I think I already have. But it's a rad, cool game. For those, like, what's it like? If you go back into the 90s and remember a series of games called Commandos, it's kind of a modern version of that, but set in feudal Japan. You get ninjas and shoguns and all that kind of stuff. But it's this great sort of like you've got to accomplish this mission. You can't be seen, or if you are seen, like there's different conditions that you have to sort of meet. Your different characters, you all do different things, It's a very, very cool game. I like that game a lot. And you're also, you're saying that Redbox broke your heart and good old games launches Galaxy 2 game launcher to rule them all. What happened?
Yeah, okay, so Redbox just announced this past week, and I've gotten lots of alerts on it because everybody knows I love the Redbox gaming, because you can go to Redbox and give them $7.50 and rent a game for 3 days and see if you like it, which is great for AAA titles. Instead of dropping $60, you can drop $7.50, try it out, and then go buy the full deal. I've done that several times this year. Redbox announced this past week they're stopping this. Beginning 2020. So starting the next year, they're no longer doing the Redbox gaming. Really broke my heart because, like I said, it was part of my gaming tiers of how to, you know, advance and to play games. And it just makes me super sad. But same week, good old Games launches the Galaxy 2 game launcher. The Galaxy 1 game launcher they had is kind of like their launcher that you would have for like Steam. So like if you're playing Steam games, you could compare.
I was hoping you'd say that it was like an old Samsung Galaxy 2 that launched games. Right. Yeah, that'd be cool.
No, no, it's not. That would be cool. But the Galaxy 2 version allows you to connect to other services. So you can connect to your Xbox games. You can like for PC, and you can connect to the PS4. You can, it's a games library. So it's a games library and launcher. If it is a game that can be launched from the PC, you can launch it from there. Otherwise, it can catalog it for you into your library, and you can see what games you have, how long you've been playing them through different services, whether it be the Epic Game Store or if it's from Steam or wherever. So it's kind of like a game manager I've been using. It looks a lot like it to me. I've been playing it for a while, called Play Night, which allowed me to do that. And I've talked about it here on the show before, but the good old games, it looks pretty sharp. It's still in beta, but you can go over to good old games and grab the Galaxy 2 game launcher. I don't know if that's something that you like to do, but I like cataloging my stuff.
I'll go,
like,
check it
out.
Am I
gonna play?
Yeah, I like that.
Catalog it.
There's been a push for, with all these launchers and stuff, there's been a push from players to say, can I please get my central directory for everything, please? This
thank
sounds
you
like
thank you.
A way of doing that, or at least a step in the right direction. All right. Time for this.
It's a meme, Mario.
Time to play Guess My Game, where I play a sound, Brian plays a sound, and we try to guess what each other's game is. I begin this one, as I always do. I'm going to play this. You're going to try to guess this, Brian, and if you get it right, there's nothing for you, but I hope you do. Okay, so here you go. Check this out.
That's a burnout.
Yeah, a little bit.
I went.
That crunchy feet sound should be familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah. Any memories coming back? Here's some more. Here's some running.
It sounds early PC.
It is.
DOS.
It is. Well, I think it was DOS at first. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of hold on, let's get you ahead. Any guesses?
So to guess, what is this? This has got to be like 95, 96. What we got here?
Oh, you're totally in that range. The game is, I'll give you another hint. It was like screen to screen, and it was rotoscoped. So it looked like a real dude running, kind of. And it was really, one of the first of these, although you could argue that Prince of Persia was the first, but.
Right.
It's a lot like that.
Ah, crap. I can't think of it. I can see.
Chat room's getting there.
I can see it, but I can't think of it.
Chat room's very close. They keep saying the wrong one. Okay, so chat room keeps saying Another World or Other World. It is Out of This World is the name of the game.
Out of This World.
Out of This World was amazing. It was so cool for its time. And I don't know that it holds up now, but at the time it was really something, both artistically.
I think I have this on good old games, actually.
Yeah. If you do, then it's probably plays pretty well with a controller or something. But it was a pretty nifty thing at the time. And they'd go on to make another. What was the one called? I actually went to a Software Etc. on launch day to get it. I was so excited about it.
World to the West?
No, but it's like this. And it was even the same developers, maybe. Flashback.
Oh, Flashback.
Flashback. Yes. Oh, I love Flashback. And it was on, I think I got the Genesis version of Flashback, and I loved so freaking Flashback. And like to some degree.
They got that for $1.99 on Google Games.
Oh, that's totally worth it. And to some degree, those odd world games are basically this kind of game. Hmm. They are in that lineage. So anyway, it's a kind of a dying 2D thing that no one makes anymore, but I really thought highly of Out of This World and everything that came after it. Brian, I'm going to play your clip now. Let's see if
doing
I
can
guess. Here we go.
Through this door.
Give me an age. How old is this?
This would be in our 2000s.
Okay.
2011?
11?
Let me go.
Almost there.
Oh.
Yeah, come out in 2009.
I know this.
You have to know this, but the question is, do you know this?
Is this Left 4 Dead 2?
It is Left 4 Dead 2.
Do you know why I know that?
Why is that?
Because that game featured everybody constantly going, reloading, reloading.
Yes,
reloading.
That's what I was hoping for. I was hoping it would be something that was kind of, oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember that. But yeah, 2009, 2010. I played so much of that crap.
I love 2. I loved 1. I loved those games. I wish they'd do a new one, for heaven's sakes. What's going on, Valve?
Oh, yeah.
Make a damn game.
I guess like we need a Half-Life 3. Get on Left 4 Dead 3, man.
Yeah, Half-Life Alex, I guess, is their
hardest
thing. But I want to, sometimes I'm just in the mood for that. I need to go play more Left 4 Dead. I love Left 4 Dead. It's so good.
So good. But when I was watching the video footage of them, like, I don't remember these characters being so stiff, because they really don't, bend. They kind of like do this deal, or like they just kind of like bend over just a little bit. They don't have any full motion.
That's the other thing is character rigging and stuff has come so far from 10 years
ago.
They should really do a new thing. But those zombies coming at you in 2, it's still pretty effective.
It's very effective. Yeah. I mean, getting the atmosphere, the audio is one of the best things about Left 4 Dead. You know, being away from a witch and hearing her crying and like trying to
witches,
locate her.
Dude,
like,
witches. Oh, I hate the witches so much.
Yeah,
and they're
so
just
much.
Laying and sitting in there rocking, crying with their hair in their face. Oh, man. And then you always hear that, like, off in a corner. You're like, shit, it's one of the pukers. And before you know it, you're in his puke. Oh, it's so good.
Loved it.
Left 4 Dead is so good. All right. Good one. Nice pick. I'm a little freaked out that I got it, but I got it.
No, I'm glad you got it.
If it was the old one, it'd be Bill going, reloading, and Francis always going, damn it, Bill. He was always yelling at Bill.
Yes, he was. Hated Bill. Or didn't like him.
You know, he didn't like him. All right. That brings us to this point of our show. That point of the show is where we get to talk to each other about an email that came into the show. This is from, Treeps. Is his name? Treeps, T-R-E-E-P-S.
The Treeps.
Treeps. What up, Treeps? He sent this to boopshow@gmail.com. You're also encouraged to use that email address, listeners. He says this: hey guys, love the show and hope for many more down the road. Quick question about the Game Awards. Do you guys care about that stuff? The whole thing just sort of annoyed me, but I wanted to get your thoughts. Treeps. Well, without knowing what he means by, like, what specifically annoyed him, what I don't like about them is it's a hard thing to pull off without bowing to the corporate needs of such an event.
Right.
If you want to get things like Microsoft showing the first image of the Xbox Next console, whatever the hell it's called. What did they call it? Series X? Is that the name of the new thing? Xbox Series X.
I think you're right. I think it is Series X. I think that's right.
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Maybe it sounds right.
Anyway, it looks like a little mini PC tower. But anyway, if you want to get that kind of stuff done for your show, you have to spend a lot of time not focused on the games, not focused on smaller developers and that sort of thing. You have to kind of play the corporate game, and as a result that thing feels a little artificial and not real to me. So that would be my complaint, but it's fine. I like that there's an award show. I like Jeff Keighley. I think it's fine.
It's the same thing. I get annoyed at any award show, because you always have your favorite, and you know, it's a lot of games are becoming more and more personal for people.
Right.
And as they do, you kind of step away from going, you know, how solid was everything in the game, to, well, this game really resonated with me. And so it's hard. Award shows are hard like that. It's just
check out your video right now. Do you see this?
What do I want to do?
It's like, bro, no, it's on, but can you see the, check out the stream. Maybe you can see it on the stream. It's doing it right now. Look at that.
Oh, is it like light, dark, light,
yeah,
dark?
Yeah, okay, yeah. What
cool.
is that?
That's cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
That's I'm possessed.
Oh, all right. Well, that explains it.
Yeah. Oh, I see what happened. For some reason, I'll have to fix that. Hopefully, this will be the last time on this one.
It's pretty haunted.
For some reason, the auto lighting got turned on, so it's trying to compensate for that. And my LED light apparently is flickering at a rate that is incompatible.
Right. Hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, award shows are fine. It's just, I don't like Hollywood style ones. I like this better than those, if that's any consolation. But I also think they're sort of have to live by some of those same strange standards, and no one's ever happy about who wins, and you're never going to make everyone happy. I should say some people are happy about who wins, but that's the nature of contests like this. So anyway, thanks for the email, Treeps. We appreciate it.
Troops.
It's going to do it for the show. Thank you all for joining us. Sorry about the odd time, but we hope you enjoyed the show. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our address, or our web address, our, you know, website. That's where the web is. We go on the web. We're on the web. Boop show
at
Gmail.
You just plug that into your phone machine. Yeah. And
I'm surprised I didn't put 3 W's in front of it. Anyway.
Right. Dub, dub, dub.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, 801-471-0462. You can always leave us, like I said, emails at boopshow@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at boopshow. He's the Brian Dunaway. I'm Scott Johnson. And we have a Reddit page, too, people can go to if they want to. That's over at boopshow.reddit.com. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian, and all of you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Oh, Brian, word of wisdom. You have a word of wisdom?
Give me, play video games. Oh, no.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Everyone play games. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam. I love Steam.
Can't forget that.